12:42 here on the Jimmy John's Noon Report, WJBC at WJBC.com. It's brought to you by DuPont Pioneer. From world-class genetics to local on-farm agronomy trials to a team of local professionals, DuPont Pioneer is with you. And with us is Rick Dean from Dean Bacon and Beef. Rick, you deal in my two favorite things. You must be in heaven every day.
Oh, yeah. No, we living the life. We enjoy it. Love the products we're making.
Well, let's learn a little bit about you. Tell us your background, education, and we'll start there.
Yep. I went to high school in Leroy. Got a lot of friends in the area. Went to Kansas State School. I really enjoyed Kansas, the state of, and the school. I met my wife out there, and Barb's been back here. We've been back here since 75.
So ooh, fantastic.
Been at this for a while.
Well, tell us about your farming operation.
I farm with my brother. I've got a son, Derek, and he's got a son, Brack, that also farm with us. We've got a couple of full-time employees that have been with us for a long time, too, Dave Swallow and Tom Price. And we grow corn, soybeans. It's a good part of our operation. We also grow hay, and we have hogs and cattle. But we're raising bacon and beef.
Well, in fact, you've made some improvements to your farm and some new beef barns. You had an open house that was held last Saturday. Why host an open house?
I was excited to do it. One thing, the original idea was just to show the neighbors what we're doing, you know. A lot of times livestock facilities don't have a real positive image out there. And we wanted to want our neighbors to know, you know, this is what we're doing. We want them to see, and we're doing things right. We're doing things, you know, environmentally friendly, techniques today that that work better than they did a long time ago, and we just wanted to open it up. It's a new facility, and it was a good time to things look really good right now, and it was a good time to show the neighbors, and we invited the community folks to come as well. We had over 350 people there.
Oh, fantastic.
The community came out, and we also had a lot of other producers that are interested in improving their operations.
You must have been giving out free samples.
Yeah, there you go. Yep, we have ribeye sandwiches. Carl Neubauer, a friend from the Downs area, took some of the best ribeye sandwiches I've ever had. They were just excellent. Cooked them on charcoal, and they came from Bloomington Meats. They were just great pieces of meat. We had 250 of those, and we ran out of those. And the last 200 people had hamburgers, and they were great too. So,
oh, I never turned those down. That's for sure. Let's go back to the operation and talk about the type and the breed of cattle that you're raising there.
We have a commercial herd. We're running Charolais bulls on our black face cows. They're largely Angus influenced cows, and we have a chocolate looking calf. Some of them are chocolate gray looking. That's where the crossbreed comes.
That's kind of rare. I haven't seen that before.
And I really like them. Smokies is what some people call them.
Uh-huh.
And they're great. They grow well, and the meat is just excellent. I'm pretty happy with this cross. And so we have 150 mama cows that calve in the spring, and we also do that in the fall too. We have 80 cows currently that calve in the fall, and with our new facility, we're going to grow that to another 75 or 80 cows. So we'll be doing this equal number in the spring and the fall. And then we retain ownership of our calves. We've been doing that for several years. And so we also build a building that has a deep pit that will a finishing barn. That's where the calves will go in after they're weaned, and they'll stay there 4 or 5 months and go to market.
Yeah, what does finishing mean? You talked about staying there 4 to 5 months. What is the finishing process there?
We bring them in. We feed them a grain-based diet so that they'll get the quality meat that we're after today. And it's just the last 6 months of their life.
Sure.
Yep.
Before they go and become dinner for us all,
yep,
which we enjoy.
Right. Yep,
so,
yep.
Now, let's talk about the size of the cow barn and the finishing barn. How big are those as part of your operation?
The cow barn is 450 feet long by 64 feet wide, and it's a monoslope. The thing I really like about that barn, it's got a high pitch on the south, and it slopes back to the north. And that's in the wintertime, whenever you need the heat and the drying, that sun can shoot, shine way back into the building. And we've looked at some barns like this, and it just works really well. It's on a cold winter day, that sun's shining in there and keeping their bedding dry. And that's the key, is to keep the animals dry and comfortable. And they'll do a good job for you if you can keep them happy.
I bet you are happy about the temperatures this December. Makes it a little easier, doesn't it?
Yep. For our open house, it was one of the most beautiful December 12th that has been for a long time. And on December 13th, that Sunday morning, whenever we were touring, I was kind of thinking it was a really rainy, cold, blowing day. So we got lucky there.
Yeah, we touched on this on the with the animal care, but and it is important to keep the cattle comfortable. What technologies are used in these new barns to keep the cattle feeling good?
On the one barn, we're using deep bedding. We use corn stalks, largely some straw, but we use corn stalks and we put it in there deep, and the cattle lay on that. And there's also slopes on this barn so that the water can drain away. So it helps keep the bedding dry. The floors are all sloped. I'm really happy with our contractor. Our concrete job just went really smooth, and everything's doing what it's supposed to do.
You're running a five-star hotel over there, aren't you?
Yeah, there you go. Yep. The other barn, what I'm really excited about, Ed, is a deep-pitted barn. It has concrete slats, and the animals stand on the concrete slats, and it's got an inch of rubber coating. It's like a plastic mat that goes over that concrete slat. And that's just really enjoyable to walk on for me and the cattle. We put the cattle in there. We've had them in there about 3 weeks now, and they settle down. They're quiet. They look really comfortable.
Well, you produce some of the highest quality meat in the land, and what kind of feed diet do you have for the animals to make that happen?
We have a silage-based diet. Our cows eat silage and hay. One of the products that we utilize is from the Monsanto plant nearby at Farmer City, and we pick the product that they don't need in the fall that they want after they get their corn harvested. They harvest their corn in the ear, and then we have some shucks and things like that come out of there, and it's great feed. We bring it out to the farm, and we ensile it, and it makes just like corn silage. And we mix that with hay. We have a TMR. That's a total mix ration mixer that we feed with every day. We put our feed ingredients in that and deliver it to the animals in feed bunks. It works really well.
Again, we're talking with Rick Dean from Dean Bacon and Beef. And our last topic, we all have to talk about this sometime, the waste management. How do you manage the waste that comes from the cattle?
Well, it's hard. It's something we don't really like to talk about, but it's a valuable product. I like it. that may sound a little odd, but... if we have to deal with it, then we do. We deal with it. We put it on our fields, and the crops on those fields where we put a livestock manure for years are the best crops on the farm.
The crops do love it, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Yep. It's nutrients. And, that's what we like to call it. It's nutrients.
Manure
is nutrients. And so we really like it. And we have a certified nutrient management plan with our local NRCS office, and so we... we're putting it out there the way it's supposed to be put out there.
Well, Rick, I agree that the farmers are the best environmentalists, and it sounds like you're doing a great job with that over there at Dean Bacon and Beef as well.
Well, thank you, Terry.
Yeah, it's been great talking to you here in the Farm to Table segment, brought to you by DuPont Pioneer. From world-class genetics to local on-farm agronomy trials to a team of local professionals, DuPont Pioneer is with you.